The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And we begin with Real Simple's Cooking School, Kitchen Shortcuts We Swear By. Our time-saving tips will help you speed up dinner. First, for shopping, order dry staples online. Keep your pantry stocked, and you can bypass entire aisles at the grocery store. Load up your virtual shopping cart with the items you reach for often: pasta, snack bars, canned tomatoes, beans. Choose a service that offers free or flat rate delivery like Fresh Direct, Brandless, or Amazon Prime, so this time saver doesn't become cost prohibitive. Buy pre-cut fresh or frozen produce. Not all chopped veggies are worth the added expense, but in a pinch, go for vegetable mixes that are great for soups, peeled garlic, and cubed butternut squash. Grab the roasted, unsalted nuts. Find them in the bulk or baking section. When a recipe calls for toasting nuts in the skillet or oven, you can skip that step. For prep, grate instead of mincing. Rather than finely chopping garlic and ginger, slide them along a microplane. This must-have tool is also essential for quickly zesting citrus or grating parmesan. Toss scraps into a bowl. Trips to the trash can waste more time than you think. Put those scraps, peels, and wrappers in a bowl next to the cutting board, then dump them into the garbage or compost all at once. Freeze meat in a marinade. Stash meal-sized portions in freezer bags with simple marinade. We liked grated ginger with some toasted sesame oil and soy sauce. Thaw in the fridge in the morning so dinner's ready to cook when you get home. For an easy meal, roast with vegetables on a baking sheet at 400 degrees. For cooking, make all-in-one foil packets. Place a handful of leafy greens on a large piece of foil, like Reynolds Wrap standard aluminum foil, $3 for 50 square feet at Target. Top with peeled shrimp or fish fillets and lemon slices. Drizzle with olive oil, season with salt and pepper, and fold the foil to seal. Bake on a baking sheet at 400 degrees for about 15 minutes. Roast double every time. There's no need to fire up the oven more than once a week when leftovers from a roasted vegetable side dish can bulk up a salad. To really caramelize the veggies, use two baking sheets and two oven racks. Crowding them on one pan will simply steam them. Then, skip the extra pot. Add torn kale to a pot of grains and cover to steam, or stir broccoli florets into a pot of pasta in the last few minutes of cooking. For cleaning, label leftovers. Have masking tape and a marker nearby when storing food. Jot down the name and date of the dish and stick the label to the container. You'll avoid the "what is this frozen thing" guessing game later. You can also transfer leftovers directly to lunch containers. Clean as you go. This habit makes after-meal cleanup a lot quicker. Wipe down the counter, cutting board, and stove while things cook, and wash tools or load the dishwasher between recipe steps. Line pans with parchment. This non-stick, heat-resistant, reusable standby puts an end to baked-on bits of brownies or chicken. To save even more time, you can get pre-cut sheets. Stock these flavor boosters to perk up any meal. For a savory base, save the thick rind of a block of Parmesan cheese. Throw it into a pot of simmering beans or a brothy soup for richness. Finely chop a couple of fillets of anchovies packed in olive oil. Melt in hot oil olive oil, then sauté with kale or Swiss chard leaves. Mix white miso into creamy soup or mashed potatoes to add depth, or puree with herbs and nuts to make a plant-based pesto. For a quick sauce, stir harissa or gochujang, I'm not sure what that is, gochujang, G-O-C-H-U-J-A-N-G, into yogurt for a creamy companion to roasted meats or crispy-skinned fish. Whisk together Dijon mustard, lime juice, and olive oil to serve with shredded rotisserie chicken. Combine apple cider vinegar with maple syrup and cayenne pepper. Brush onto pork chops. A pro tip, season every sauce with kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper. For a finishing touch, wake up any dish with a squeeze of lemon juice. Jared Calabrian chilies. Add a bright heat to eggs and pasta. Giardiniera gives vibrant crunch to grain bowls and salads. I don't know what some of that stuff is, but perhaps you do. Maybe you cook more than I do. From Better Homes and Gardens, question. How can I keep from losing socks in the laundry? Okay, now we're talking about me. The missing sock mystery is universal. To find lost socks, check the washer. In front loaders, they get caught in the door gasket. In top loaders, underneath the agitator is a likely spot. Socks also tend to hide inside duvet covers and sweater sleeves, so check there when you're folding the laundry. To keep them from ending up on the aisle of misfit socks, try one of these solutions. Use sock clips to keep pairs together through the wash, or collect them in a mesh laundry bag before washing. Hang the bag on your hamper and sort as you go so they never have a chance to get separated. From Real Simple, organize this. Take back your to-do list. Time management coach Elizabeth Grace Saunders shares her tips for staying on track and on schedule. Commit to a calendar. Digital calendars work for visual thinkers, and paper planners are good for people who remember things better by writing them down. Some folks require a hybrid method, physical to-do lists for checking off tasks, and an on-screen calendar for a big picture view. Consider what hasn't been helpful to you in the past and switch to a different approach. If you're always reaching for your planner and forgetting to check your digital calendar, then rely on just your planner. 2. Sort by color. Whether you're working digitally or on paper, color code items by type of event or family member so you can quickly see what's what. Aim to use just a handful of colors. Any more make the system too confusing. 3. Picture it. Each morning, envision the day or week ahead. Then set alarms or reminders on your phone as needed. 2 p.m., leave for dentist, for example. If you know the day will get away from you, or 7 a.m., bring high heels. If you're apt to space on a networking event after work. Put even minor tasks on your list if they're the kind that consistently slip through the cracks. 4. Build in a buffer. Don't plan just for the event. Block off time for travel, so you're not constantly rushing or fielding calendar invites that push up against start times. Pencil in free time to avoid feeling overwhelmed. The bare minimum should be 1 weeknight and half a day on weekends. And last, learn from your cancellations. If you're always snoozing phone reminders or ditching plans, be honest with yourself about whether you'll really follow through on something. Stop scheduling 5 a.m. workout classes if you blow them off half the time. This will keep only relevant tasks on your calendar and save time for what matters. From Real Simple, Room RX. Design around your exercise machine. You use it a few hours a week, but have to look at it 24/7. Interior designer Tania Nayak offers her advice. So question, we have a small multi-purpose room with a lot of books and exercise equipment. How can we arrange the furniture and refresh the space so our workout gear isn't an eyesore and the room feels useful and inviting? And they offer 4 tips. First, define zones. Position a bookcase to create a nook for your bike or treadmill. An area rug under the machine will further distinguish the exercise zone. Pick a durable indoor-outdoor one that can handle sweat from a hardcore session. 2. Let it grow. A tall plant will help partition the room and add dimension. Plus, research has shown that plants can improve productivity, useful in a space where you work out. 3. Lighten up. go with crisp white paint on the walls to make the room feel bigger and less cramped by the large piece of gym equipment. Sheer white curtains will also give the impression of spaciousness. And 4, tie it all together. On one side of the room, place decorative pillows that complement the rug on the other. This will make a divided space feel cohesive. And from Better Homes and Gardens, a throwback to 1969, folding screens. And they show a picture from their 1969 magazine, a folding screen covered in the same pattern as the far wall, separates work and living spaces. But for now, question, I love my laundry room, but the hot water heater in the corner is an eyesore. How can I hide it? Answer, the folding screen. It has to be one of the hardest working decorative accessories we know of. It will hide that water heater or any other feature you'd rather not see. It'll divide a room into zones and stand in for architectural detail, but its real genius is being both functional and stylish. Our current favorites feature bold fabrics, detailed fretwork, on-trend caning, and arching rattan that also works as large-scale art. Unfold for instant drama. And I have to agree with this. I have a large carved wooden screen, which has been my headboard for many years. From Real Simple, Mission Dinner. Dinner can be daunting, but many little hands make light work. Kids can help prep these veggie tacos and build their own toppings bar. There's tips for how the kids can help. Invite kids to roll up their sleeves, pat the tofu dry with a few paper towels, and crumble it into a large bowl for the taco filling. Kids can measure out the chili powder and salt and add them to the bowl with the tofu. Have them grind in a bit of pepper, too. Tacos are all about assembly, so ask kids to set up a taco bar by spooning salsa into a bowl and piling shredded cheese on a platter. The actual recipe, vegetarian tacos with sweet potatoes and corn. Active time is 20 minutes, total also 20 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 sweet potatoes peeled and cut into chunks, 1 14-ounce package extra firm tofu, drained, patted dry, and crumbled, 2 teaspoons chili powder, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1 10-ounce package frozen corn, thawed, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice from 1 lime, 8 small flour tortillas, warmed, 3/4 cup shredded Monterey Jack cheese, 3/4 cup store-bought refrigerated salsa, and lime wedges for serving. Heat oil in a large non-stick skillet over medium-high. Add sweet potatoes and cook until starting to soften, 3 to 4 minutes. Add 1/3 cup of water, cover, and cook until just tender, 4 to 5 minutes. Uncover and add tofu, chili powder, salt, and pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally, until tofu is browned about 5 minutes. Add corn and lime juice. Cook, tossing until warm, about 3 minutes. Fill tortillas with tofu mixture. Top with cheese and salsa. Serve tacos with lime wedges. It's nice you can do that with your kids. From Real Simple, The Realist. Easy ways to reduce your heating bill. 1, 2, 3. They offer us 4 tips. First, use a humidifier. Moist air feels warmer than dry air, so run a humidifier when the heat is on, suggests Anne-Marie Corbalis, spokesperson for Con Edison. This will also reduce that pesky static electricity, of course. Plug drafty spots. Feel for drafts around pipes, doors, windows, and electrical and cable outlets, says Corbalis. Inexpensive draft blockers and outlet sealers can fix many problem areas. Don't forget the damper. When your fireplace is not in use, use the damper. If it's open, warm air can escape and cool air can come in, says Lauren Urbanek of the Natural Resources Defense Council. You can also hire a pro to make sure your chimney is properly sealed. And draw the blinds at night. On sunny days, throw open blinds and curtains, but close them at night to prevent up to a 10% loss in the room's heat. From Woman's Day, a recipe for crispy roasted broccolini. Active time is 5 minutes, total 30. This serves 4 at a cost per serving of $2.15. Here's what we need. 2 pounds broccolini, trimmed. 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon olive oil. 1 small red chili, seeded and finely chopped. Kosher salt and pepper. 1/4 cup panko. And 1 tablespoon finely grated lemon zest. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss broccolini with 2 tablespoons oil, half of the chili, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Arrange in a single layer and roast until tender and crisp at the edges, 18 to 20 minutes. Meanwhile, in a bowl, toss panko with remaining teaspoon oil, then lemon zest and remaining chili. Transfer to a rimmed baking sheet and bake until golden brown, 5 to 6 minutes. Sprinkle about 2 tablespoons of mixture on broccolini. Serve broccolini with remaining crumbs. From Real Simple, roast pork with carrots and tarragon mustard sauce. We need 1 pound of carrots. Oh, I'm sorry. Active time 15 minutes, total time 40. Serves 4. You can make it ahead, and it's gluten-free. 1 pound carrots cut into 2-inch pieces. 1 red onion cut into 8 wedges. 1/4 cup olive oil divided. 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt divided. 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper divided. 1 1-pound pork tenderloin. 1 cup low-sodium chicken broth. 1 tablespoon unsalted butter. 1 tablespoon chopped fresh tarragon. 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard. Preheat oven to 425. Toss carrots and onion with 3 tablespoons oil and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper on a rimmed baking sheet. Roast until beginning to soften, 12 to 14 minutes. Meanwhile, heat remaining 1 tablespoon oil in a large skillet over medium-high. Season pork with remaining 1 teaspoon salt and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Cook, turning occasionally until browned on all sides, 6 to 8 minutes. Move vegetables to edges of baking sheet. Place pork in center. Reserve skillet. Roast until a thermometer inserted in the center of pork registers 140 degrees, 10 to 12 minutes. Transfer pork to a cutting board. Let rest for 5 minutes. Add broth to the skillet. Cook over medium-high until the liquid is reduced by half, about 3 minutes. Remove from heat and whisk in butter, tarragon, and mustard. Thinly slice the pork and serve with vegetables and mustard sauce. From Better Homes and Gardens, take it to go. Question, what can I eat as a healthy grab-and-go breakfast that doesn't require a lot of morning prep? For a fully satisfying breakfast that you can pull off on busy mornings, look no further. Prepping this collection of savory and sweet morning meals on the weekend sets you up for each day of the week. First, freezer sandwiches. Line a 13 by 9 inch baking pan with foil, extending over pan edges, and coat with cooking spray. In a bowl, whisk together 8 eggs, 1/3 cup of milk, 1 tablespoon each snipped fresh chives and Dijon-style mustard, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh basil, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Pour mixture into pan and bake at 350 for 8 to 10 minutes or until set. Using foil, lift out egg mixture, cut into 6 rectangles, and halve each. Layer 2 pieces on toasted English muffins with bacon and sliced cheddar cheese. Wrap each in plastic wrap. Freeze in a resealable bag for up to 1 month. And then to heat and go, remove plastic and wrap sandwich in a paper towel. Microwave 1.5 to 2 minutes, turning once. If desired, add baby spinach leaves. Or another one, egg toppers. Mix one of these spice blends to jazz up hard-boiled eggs. You can store these spice blends for up to 2 weeks. First, dukkha, D-U-K-K-A-H. In a skillet over medium-high, cook and stir half-cup coarsely chopped hazelnuts 3 minutes. Transfer to a bowl. Add 1 tablespoon each coriander seeds and sesame seeds and 1.5 teaspoons cumin seeds to the skillet. Cook and combine 2 minutes. Let cool. Coarsely grind or crush. Combined with hazelnuts, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. And then sprinkle over your hard-boiled eggs, which have been cut at least in half. The other option, turmeric chili. Stir together 1 teaspoon each turmeric and chili powder, and 1/4 teaspoon each garlic powder and sea salt flakes or kosher salt. And use that to top your eggs. The third one, tomato parmesan. Combine 1 tablespoon finely chopped sun-dried tomatoes, 1 tablespoon grated parmesan, and 1 teaspoon cracked black pepper to top your hard-boiled eggs with. Next, waffle tartines. Take inspiration from trendy toasts and pile toppers on toasted whole wheat waffles from the freezer section. You've got 3 options here. Avocado. Smashed avocado, cucumber, red onion, and crumbled feta on top of your waffle. Or lox. Use cream cheese, lox, capers, and snipped fresh dill. Or top that waffle with chive mushroom blend, garlic and herb cheese spread, sautéed mushrooms, and snipped fresh chives. They do all look quite tasty. Sweet rolls. Spread flour, whole grain, or whole wheat tortillas with nut butter, chocolate hazelnut spread, jam, and or yogurt. Top with banana slices and or berries, granola, chocolate chips, and or nuts, and roll up. And for a melty version of this, fold tortilla in half, then ends to the middle. Slide it into a toaster bottom side down and toast for 1 minute or 2. And last, smoothie pops. Blend 1 cup each frozen berries and cranapple juice. 1 sliced frozen banana, 1/2 cup plain Greek yogurt, and 1 teaspoon honey. Pour into ice pop molds and freeze. And that makes a very pretty looking pink popsicle. For the orange version, substitute 1 cup sliced carrots and or chunked apple for the berries and orange juice for the cranapple, and add 1/4 teaspoon orange zest. And we have, from Better Homes and Gardens, Italian pork roast. Hands-on time is 20 minutes. Total time, well, there's a slow cooker variation or an oven variation, so it's just 2 ways. First, we need 1 4- to 5-pound boneless pork shoulder roast, 2 tablespoons dried Italian seasoning, crushed, 2 tablespoons dried rosemary, crushed, 2 tablespoons minced fresh garlic, 2 teaspoons fennel seeds, crushed, 1 teaspoon crushed red pepper, 2 pounds of cherry tomatoes, 1 8-ounce package sliced fresh cremini or button mushrooms, 2 cups chopped yellow onion, 1/2 cup dry red wine or beef broth, and 1/2 of a 6-ounce can of tomato paste, or approximately 1/3 of a cup. Preheat oven to 325. Placed roast fat side up in a 6 to 8 quart Dutch oven. In a small bowl, stir together Italian seasoning, rosemary, garlic, fennel seeds, 2 teaspoons black pepper, 1.5 teaspoon salt, and the crushed red pepper. Rub all over the pork. Roast covered 3.5 hours. Add tomatoes, mushrooms, and onion. Whisk together wine and tomato paste, pour over the pork and tomato mixture. roast uncovered, 1 hour more, or until tender, and a thermometer inserted in the meat registers at least 190 degrees. Remove and shred the meat. Return meat to the pot. Stir to coat. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 4 days, or in the freezer for up to 3 months. It makes 11 cups. You can probably put it in little Ziploc bags and freeze a lot of it and have some today and some whenever you feel like it. There's a slow cooker variation. Prepare as directed, except place the meat in a 6 to 7 quart slow cooker. Cover, cook on low 8 to 10 hours, then add tomatoes, mushrooms, onion, and wine mixture. Cooker will be full. Cover, increase heat to high, cook 1 hour more, continue as directed. We also have one for Cuban pork roast, hands-on time, 20 minutes, and again, they've got two variations. One 4 to 5 pound boneless pork shoulder roast, 1/4 cup chopped fresh parsley, 2 tablespoons minced fresh garlic, 2 tablespoons dried oregano, crushed, 4 teaspoons onion powder, 4 teaspoons ground cumin, 1 orange, quartered, 1 lime, quartered, 1 medium onion, quartered. Preheat your oven to 325. Place the pork fat side up in a 5 to 6 quart Dutch oven. In a small bowl, stir together parsley, garlic, oregano, onion powder, cumin, 2 teaspoons black pepper, and 1 1/2 teaspoon salt. Rub all over the pork. Roast, covered 3 1/2 hours. Add orange, lime, and onion wedges. Roast uncovered 1 hour more or until tender, and an instant read thermometer inserted in the meat registers at least 190 degrees. Transfer meat to a cutting board, reserving citrus, onion, and cooking liquid. Shred meat. In a large bowl, toss meat with enough cooking liquid to moisten. Once cool, squeeze citrus over the meat to release juices. Stir into the meat. Store meat mixture in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 4 days, or in the freezer for up to 3 months. This makes 7 cups. And the slow cooker variation, prepare as directed, except place meat in a 6 to 7 quart slow cooker. Cover, cook on low 8 to 10 hours, adding citrus and onion the last hour of cooking. And from Real Simple, cranberry lemon spritz. Place 8 frozen cranberries, 1/2 tablespoon sugar, and 1 1/2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice in a tall glass. Muddle with the end of a wooden spoon until cranberries are mashed. Add 1/4 cup or 2 ounces of vodka and 2 tablespoons cranberry juice cocktail. Stir, add ice, and top up with 1/2 cup of chilled club soda. And that makes 1. From Real Simple, thoughts. What good is warmth without cold to give it sweetness? And that's from John Steinbeck, Travels with Charlie in Search of America. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long till next time.